Oh. Live Imaging Tuesday with Mason in Ireland.
I know this one.
Do you?
The Bee Gees.
Nope.
Nope.
Andy Gibb.
Oh, just Andy Gibb?
Right. Now, you know the story, the reason I'm playing this, or Jorge's playing this.
Yeah.
Andy Gibb was heartbroken over Victoria Principal, remember? That probably wasn't a great sound effect given what happened with Andy Gibb later. Yeah.
I totally bumped that.
It was odd timing.
Yeah, no, it was.
Horrible timing.
So he was totally in love with
Victoria Principal. Okay. He was heartbroken.
Yeah.
Then some other stuff happened. We don't need to talk about that part. But you may be heartbroken after I get done with you at 2:15.
Oh. I can't imagine what it is.
I don't know.
Does Bergman know what it is?
No.
I Bergman, don't know. You don't know what it is?
No, I have no clue.
He does. Boss Amanda, do you know what it is?
No.
I do.
I have an idea.
Oh, listen, don't worry. I do.
Well, we have to have props ready.
Oh, right.
We have to have sound effects.
All right, good.
Sound design.
I'm kind of scared for you.
Jorge always knows. Just figure that Jorge knows the answer.
And at 2:30 p.m., the captain of the only Slams team, the 16 seed out of the Mason Ireland bracket.
Yes.
Against the one seed, that's you and your brother fighting TT. Saturday, 10 a.m. it starts in Found Valley, Agape Pickleball Center, Miles Square Park, ESPN LA Pickleball Madness Tournament. How do you really feel, though? Like, I think Slee's going to take a... I think they can take a run on this.
Do you?
Yeah.
I actually think that we can make a run because of my brother.
Is Juan coming out to support you?
He's not. Mom, not stepdad Leo, my other brother, my rarely seen brother Travis is going to
be. Is that the one you don't like?
I love my brothers. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Difference between loving him and liking him.
No, I like him and love him, both. He's my brother.
Okay.
He ain't heavy.
What?
He's my brother.
As the Hollies once said, right?
Yes, exactly.
You get mad at me for Yacht Rock. You just made a reference 15 years before Yacht Rock.
It's true.
2 o'clock in the Southland. Mason and Ireland continues right now.
And, you know, I want to say about the Pickleball Madness thing. If you were at the Mandy's, if you were at the 7-10 softball game last summer, you know what? We know how to throw a big party. And we want all you guys, whether you're into pickleball or not, you can come out, hang out with all of us. The round of 32 will be on big screen TVs. March Madness will be going on. There'll be a kids zone. There'll be all kinds of food and drink and all that kind of stuff. So come out, hang out with us on Saturday. It starts at 10 a.m. And I hope I'm still playing at 10:30.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Have you been told you're playing at 10:30?
Oh, no, I don't have time to. I assume if you blink, you'll miss me in this tournament.
He's hoping. He's hoping he's going
to
play at
10:30. No, we need you to win two. Are they matches? No, they're games, right? And then they're matches and the games are inside.
Correct.
Because that way, you and your brother can face off against Good Afternoon, Jorge and Corporate Greg in the Sweet 16.
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Do you even know what the good afternoon means?
We went over it. But, you know, I had feedback. I had feedback for Corporate Greg.
Oh, yeah? Go ahead.
Why does it bother you?
I don't know why it bothers me.
Yeah.
Because you didn't come up with it?
Ryan
Probably.
Reynolds and Will
Ferrell. Yeah,
well, you don't like Ryan Reynolds or Will Ferrell?
I know.
I like Ryan Reynolds.
Why do you hate Will Ferrell?
He was great in a few movies.
Oh, come on.
Tailed off. I know you're friends with him.
I actually agree with that. That's actually a true statement.
But oftentimes, I thought we used to play a pre-recorded growl at the beginning of the show when you're listening on the radio, as I do in my office at home.
Right.
And I would ask Jorge, are we playing a pre-recorded growl? Because you come in, then there's this loud growl over you. And I was trying to figure out, what is it? Because it doesn't sound good.
Wait a minute. So I'm...
So you start growl. I say, Mason and Ireland, you're Tuesday afternoon right now. Then you go, ah!
Right.
Then after about a second and a half, there's this, ah!
And like piped in noise in an arena?
Well, that's because there are multiple people growling.
But I watched it today. I had to see it in action.
Okay.
You know, you got to see what's on the videotape.
Yes.
Corporate Greg is right on the mic.
Yeah, I'm right here.
He's
growling right into it.
From afar.
Yeah, so you
who taught this
back.
Guy how to do radio?
Lean back a lot.
You don't yell into really the mic.
No, I just growl in here. Ah. Yeah,
right.
So, give it a lean.
And so here's the thing.
Here. Ah.
That's better.
You sound like a happy growl.
Yeah.
His growl on the radio, on an AM radio... It sounds like a mean growl.
Yeah, Bergman.
Well, I'm angry, and we're growling. Growl. We're supposed to be angry. We're getting ready to go.
How do you expect to win Producer of the Year
at
the Mandy Awards?
I shouldn't. I never do.
Well, it's only happened once.
Right.
Therefore,
it is never.
Once.
Therefore, it is never.
You can start your campaign now.
I'm not.
Are we doing the? We're doing the Mandy's again, right?
I can't deal with this.
Why?
How many times have
I'm
we said we're doing
the
it?
The people know by asking you a question. Can you do the dance? I mean, my God.
But
the whole thing.
You know, when you set it up
as,
oh, we're doing, like, there's a negative.
No, there's not. I said, are we doing the Mandy's
Hopefully
again?
Hopefully, we will figure out the date.
Yeah, I need
We're
the
between
date.
Two dates in
okay.
June,
all right.
And we will announce it in April once we get past pickleball.
And Kaplan, once again, the favorite to win Host of the Year.
I don't know. Boss Amanda's in there. Our boss, the great Amanda Brown. I think he's tailed off a bit since last year's
performance. No, he's great.
I think the afternoon show's tailed off a little bit.
Now she's making
do you
articles.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it going to be like the Oscars where the previous year's winners present for the different category?
Hold on for a second. I just want to tell you, be careful what you say about the afternoon show. That ties into 2:15.
Oh, no.
Continue, Andy, already in progress.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to ask, like, Kaplan, because Kaplan and Sedano, they crushed
it. So you want Cappy to present Mason with the award for
Or he could end up presenting himself, depending if he wins again.
Like last year's winner generally presents.
Right, that's what they do at the Academy Awards.
Yeah.
Well, nobody watches that. But like, so we're like at Augusta when you put the green jacket on the new guy.
Yes.
Okay, I like that idea.
I think our voting is going to be a little bit different this year, too. Right? It's not going to be where like people can vote 10 million times.
They might have to register.
Like, you get to vote. You get to vote once, not...
My bots will be useless.
Yeah.
Shoot, I voted like 1,000 times for me.
For yourself?
Yeah.
You had little Maite.
That's right.
In front of the computer, pressing the button.
I'm just playing with the bit. Come on.
I want it to be a clean win.
So you guys, vote for Jorge.
So you cannot vote as many times as you
That's
want.
That's in You're the back. That's the technical team. I don't
Correct.
Know.
Like before, last year, you could vote as many times as you wanted to.
Right. It was an open-end JavaScript.
Yeah, so it's like somebody could literally sit in their basement all day and vote for Cappy.
Hey, I was paying that guy.
You know? So just, but now it's like, I think you'll only get to register once or maybe just a couple times.
We're in California.
But not like 10 million times.
We're in California. It's an attic. There's no basements. So the guy's sitting in his attic.
Whatever.
Well, it was Mace that said it.
Yeah.
So Mace, burner phones. You're going to have to buy a bunch of burner phones to vote
for
yourself.
And a lot of different IP addresses. You're going to get those that hides IP addresses.
But it's worth it. It's worth it to win.
PP Express.
If you have a basement 877.
What will you do if Cappy does win back-to-back years?
No, celebrate.
What if you guys lose show of the year?
I will celebrate.
No.
Depending on who wins.
And then he'll cry himself to sleep that night.
I'm kind of rooting for Travis and Sliwa. Be nice to see them.
Well, they
get
nice
some kind of award this year.
Some hardware would be
nice. I felt bad for them last year.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, they showed up. They didn't win. And by the way, they didn't stand and play. They were like Angela Bassett at the Oscars. They like snarled.
Gosh,
after
these
she
Oscar
lost.
References, man.
Like,
L.A. is a movie
how many
business
how many people
a sport.
Between all of us watch the Oscars?
I watched parts of it. The Laker game was playing, so I had to watch that too. But
the
I saw
Lakers
bits of it.
Were playing, which made it hard.
I watched the Lakers.
Yeah,
I watched the Lakers.
And they were Jorge. Heads up Lakers. With the Lakers.
I watched my 4-year-old.
Watch your 4-year-old.
So you were the only one to watch the Oscars.
The Oscars were up this year.
Oh, were they?
Yeah,
they were up,
the ratings
actually.
Went up. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they came back. And Jimmy Kimmel, by the way, totally nailed it. He knows how to host a show.
Okay. But... Mason in Ireland continues
screw
right now.
All y'all.
Ireland there during every show.
Yeah, that was Ireland. All right, so let me continue on this Rams riff. So we've established, actually we haven't established anything. There's some sort of construction on the house. If you are going to trade Jalen Ramsey, release Bobby Wagner, cut Leonard Floyd...
And let it be known that you could be open to trading Matthew Stafford.
Right, and right, correct. Why do you not move a guy, and this would break my heart, but if you're really trying to find as much draft capital as you can, does Aaron Donald want to play in a rebuild?
Well, Aaron Donald is tricky. I didn't realize this, but I saw a tweet from Jordan Rodrigue from The Athletic, does a great job covering the Rams. He apparently has a no-trade clause. So even if the Rams were willing to trade a guy who, by the way, forget just being the greatest defensive player of his generation,
right.
many generations, he's also a Rams lifer.
Yes, he
so
is.
So that makes things a little bit complicated.
I'm not advocating
no,
it.
No, I know
but
you're
I'm
not.
Saying conceptually,
right.
if you are tearing it down to the studs or you are rebuilding and remodeling or whatever that is and you're looking for draft capital, you're kind of trying to build through the draft, all of a sudden you're not effing them picks. You're seeking them.
Seek them picks.
Seek them picks. Then why not go all the way?
F them picks.
I guess the argument could be if you think you could get yourself back in the mix through the draft and free agency pretty quickly, then you hang on to the guys that make you immediately good again. But in the meantime, aren't enough to get in the way of getting a good draft pick. Like, if you keep Kupp and you keep Aaron Donald, those two guys by themselves are not going to prevent you from having a bad record. Like, football's too much of a team game. We saw last year, they were 5-12 with those guys. So maybe you get rid of all the guys that are considered expendable that you don't consider part of any long-term future, but you hang on to Kupp, you hang on to Donald, and you hope that this rebuild is quick, that it's a quick rebuild, that it's not a long-term rebuild.
This is the other. So Jake Ellenbogen, who's got a blue check mark and is a sports and entertainment
Twitter
YouTuber,
blue or blah, blah, blah. A legacy?
Hard to tell. How do you tell?
You click on the check mark.
Click on the check mark. Verified account.
Oh, well, okay then.
So he's legit.
My apologies.
Says, for the zillionth time, you cannot tank for Caleb Williams. There is no way the Rams would get away with it. They won't do it anyway, but even if they wanted to, the NFL would hardcore investigate them and they would lose draft picks. It would be a disaster, period. I agree with that. The Rams, look, they won 5 this year. I think they'll be better than that.
Right, but here's where I disagree, though. How are they going to get caught doing that? Like, are teams not allowed to rebuild? Other teams rebuild. Why can't the Rams rebuild? Like, what's preventing the Rams to do the thing that other teams around the league do? Like, why are they not allowed to do it?
Yeah, I don't think the whole investigate thing. I mean, if you're as long as everybody's out there going all in, the players that you have on the field, you can't.
Look, the
no
players on the field are always going to try, man. The NFL is so hard to keep a job in, and your money's not guaranteed. I don't care what you tell those players. They're going to work. This is about roster construction. Why are they not allowed to trade Matthew Stafford or Aaron Donald or Cooper Kupp or whoever? They're allowed to do whatever they want.
Yeah, see, here's – I'm trying to come to terms with this because I'm going to be at all these games this year, and I think they're not going to be
– could be a step backwards to take a step forward.
I don't think they can get worse than 5-12.
They could.
I don't think so.
Depending on who the quarterback is.
Well, I think the quarterback's Matthew Stafford. Les Snead came out and said he's a pillar of the franchise.
Before the rebuild?
A pillar of the franchise.
He is a current pillar.
Right.
But if the house is getting remodeled, sometimes you remove a pillar.
Right. The big three is Stafford, Aaron Donald, Cooper Kupp. I think very unlikely that they move or trade any of those guys.
Do you feel confident, though, that Stafford's going to stay on the field? Because that's really,
yeah,
I think...
You give him an offensive line, I think he'll stay on the field.
Because that's ultimately the reason I think that the Rams, if they were at all looking to move Stafford or seriously entertaining it, it's them not being confident that he can stay on the field. And them feeling like, okay, we got this Super Bowl. That was the goal. It's not going to get any better with Stafford, so we get out while we can. Like that. I'm not saying it is the Rams' rationale. I'm saying that would be the rationale. I'm not saying it is what they're doing. I'm saying that's why it would make sense.
Looks like the Rams have restructured the contract of Joe Noteboom, to create $9 million in cap space.
Oh.
They've got a bunch of cap space. It's weird they haven't signed anybody. Nobody.
Nope.
Nobody. All right, coming up next for you, it's National Pi Day, PI.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question for you. Also, you know what's coming back tomorrow?
McRib.
What's that?
McRib?
The McRib is never coming back. They've done away with it forever because it's disgusting.
I got excited.
Yeah. No, not the McRib. We got that coming up for you. Plus, we'll circle back to the Lakers tonight. Critical game versus New Orleans. And Morales is going to burn the house down. That's what I think he's going to do. He's going to burn the house down, create a huge controversy. Next, Mesa in Ireland. Andy's in for John, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. This
is it. Make no Live Imaging Tuesday, Mason in Ireland. Little Yacht Rock, even though John's not here. 2:15 p.m. in the Southland. Are you ready, Mace?
Yeah, bring it.
So next Tuesday.
Yes.
At this time, it would have already been done, because I believe it's 11 a.m., that you will get on stage.
Yes.
Somewhere in L.A., at the Galen Center or something?
The Galen Center,
for the big Barrett Sports Media Conference, Jorge. This is the sports radio event of the year. Of course, we reference Barrett Sports Media on this show a lot because they rank you one or two
we
best.
We don't actually reference it.
We do it
much.
All the time. And you tweet it out. Thanks,
I do tweet it out.
Thanks, Barrett Sports Media, for ranking us one or two.
I do tweet it out. I like that.
Obviously, they don't listen to the show.
Yeah.
But
Barrett was here recently.
Yeah, he did stop in.
Not part of the bit. Anyway,
I'm just letting listeners
know. He's in the middle
know.
Of a bit.
I'm letting
so you will
know.
Get on stage, you and John Ireland.
Yes.
You will actually be together for a change.
That's true.
And we'll you will get on stage
and not here
with Petros and Money,
yes.
Of course, from the competition over there, yep. 570. Friend, we're all friends. That's what you guys say in all your.
We are all friends.
We're all friends.
Yeah.
You guys will get on stage for the first time ever.
Yes.
Together.
Right.
Do you think you'll ask Petros about showing up to work more than, you know, every other week or no?
No.
Okay. But do you know who's moderating it?
I do not.
I'm going to show you a picture.
Oh.
Now, this gentleman's name, for people on YouTube, they see it. That is Evan Cohen.
Evan Cohen, right.
He is on Sirius Satellite Sports Radio every morning.
Yep.
But more importantly, he is the vice president of content of Good Karma Brands.
Damn.
Good Karma Brands, of course, owns this radio station.
Yes.
So this is a big moment. Wouldn't you say so, Andy?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is, in a lot of ways, an audition, Mace.
An audition for what?
It's an evaluation to keep your job. To
I
keep
wouldn't
all
go
this-
that far.
No.
I get to decide if he keeps his job.
Right, but that's possible, man.
But
job.
The future... would say that Evan Cohen will play a part in your life at some point.
Oh, absolutely. No question.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. Like, the idea of all these vacation days that you demand.
Yes.
Blow this thing. Good luck with that. Good luck with being able
Evan's
to take off
man.
Every other week.
Evan is an important man.
You know what's more important about Evan as it pertains to this?
Hmm.
Evan's had two lifelong radio best friends.
Okay.
I'm going to show you a picture of one of them.
Okay.
Do you see the picture?
Yes.
What's the picture?
It's you.
And Evan Cohen.
And Evan Cohen.
We've known each other 20 years.
Wow.
You know who's the other, the third best friend of the group?
Huh.
Hit the music, Jorge. And we're the three best. George Sedano goes 24 years back with Evan Cohen. So I'm just saying, this is an interesting event for you.
He's going to be picturing how Sedano would be doing this panel.
You've got Sedano and Morales' best friend moderating your panel against the competition.
What do you think? He's going to somehow take shots? What are you expecting?
I don't know. He's gotten a lot of feedback about the show from Sedano and Morales.
Oh, I'm sure.
It'll be interesting. That's all.
That's all?
That's all.
This was what I was waiting for at 2:15?
I wanted to talk about what you're doing next week.
Well played.
I wanted to talk about what you're doing next week and tie in a personal angle, because it's really always
like
about
it.
Me.
I like it,
It's about me.
Okay, it is. It's about
so
you
I
and
I can't
Sedano.
Wait. Doesn't it always get back
it
to me and Sedano?
It always back to Morales and Sedano.
That was probably one of the worst segments we've ever done on this show.
That did not score.
No. Actually, if you listen to the show regularly, it definitely wasn't one of the worst segments.
Oh, damn.
No, I'm excited to do that.
I'm excited too.
It'll be cool. Boss Amanda, you're speaking there, right?
She is.
I am. I am on a panel with Mina Kimes and Joy Taylor on Wednesday. Yeah.
Nice. Some of the guys around here, Parker and DeAndre and Cody, are all going to it.
I believe a lot of us are going. Yeah.
Are you there?
I will be there.
When is your panel?
I'm not on a panel.
Oh, they didn't ask you.
No.
They didn't give you a live mic,
but
really.
But here's the thing. Evan being on a panel, it's like me being on a panel.
Oh, yeah, you're so tight. You're so tight. No, it'll be fun next week. I'm looking forward to it.
I can't
wait.
We're going to take video and post it as it's going on for the audience.
Awesome. I haven't seen those guys in a long time.
You haven't?
I'm talking about John.
Now, you guys were on a panel in 2019, I remember.
We did do a panel,
but that was all about you.
Yeah, it was just us.
I remember that. That was good.
This is going to be like a how did you last so long kind of conversation.
It's a question I ask often.
I do too. I wonder how we lasted this
long. Just say, we're never around each other enough to get on each other's nerves. We never see each other.
Yeah. No. The truth is, the reason we get along is that we're totally, completely different from each other. We have nothing
You and John.
Me and John have very, very little in common.
Well, you don't sleep during the show.
No, I don't sleep during the show. He is never here, obviously.
But see, that's not a fair bit. He's working. He's doing the Lakers game tonight.
I know he's working, but I mean,
it's not one for me to defend John, but
I'm cranking away.
You just take straight vacation.
I'm cranking away, right? I'm out of here cranking away.
This is the second day you've been here in like 3 weeks.
You know, the vacation thing has been exaggerated.
Boss Amanda?
Well, there's no exaggeration that you have 7 weeks in your contract, and I chose not to give it to you. Someone else did.
Doesn't feel exaggerated every time I'm in
I
here because you're on vacation.
I inherited this contract, so.
Well, you were part of the group that renewed this last one, which I was very vocal.
Yeah, which I was against the 7 weeks, but I lost that battle.
She was against the contract, too, frankly. But that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, yeah.
You weren't supposed to tell anyone. That was between us.
Yes.
Listen, I don't know if Evan Cohen would give you a 7 week contract.
Well, we're going to find out.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Evan Cohen will be evaluating the next contract.
Yes.
No, he's a good guy. Yeah. He likes you probably more than any of us do, frankly.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's not
I'm looking forward to next week, the recap of you, because you will literally be talking about it a week from now.
Yes, we will do it. All we will do it. Cool.
Mason in Ireland continues right now.
All right. Thanks. That was a good bit. This is it. No the great Gino Minnelli.
Kenny Loggins.
You're just going to keep guessing Gino Minnelli till you land on
Eventually, I'll be right. Eventually, I'll be right.
Do you want us to play Gino Minnelli at 2:30? By the way, Daniel Wynn, captain of Only Slams, will be joining us.
Oh, the opponent from the first round.
From Louisiana.
Yeah. Oh, flying in from Louisiana to play in this Pickleball Madness tournament. Oh,
play a little Skinnerd.
Yeah. By the way, Thursday, when we do the show live from Yamava, which I'm excited about, all three shows are going to be live at Yamava. Which is a spectacular, spectacular place. They have great shows. They have great food. The 909 Sports Bar is awesome. That's where we'll be doing the show from. My brother Brian is going to come in.
Ooh.
So we'll do a little trash talking with him. He says he's on a scale of 1 to 10, he's about a 4 at pickleball and a 10 at trash talking.
He's only a 4?
Yeah.
I expected way higher. Your ringer is a 4?
Yeah.
That's a bad ringer.
No, he's pretty good.
I'm just saying, like, you expect your ringer to be a 7, an 8, maybe a 9.
Yeah.
He's a 4.
He's
that's
a 4.
That's below average.
He's a 4.
Your ringer is below average.
I might be underselling things.
You might be better than him.
I might be underselling. All right, so what's coming back tomorrow? Do you know?
I do not know.
Do you know, Jorge?
Yeah, the McRib.
No, it's not the McRib.
Oh, man, I got excited again.
Football is life.
Oh, yeah,
Ted Lasso comes back. The happiest show on TV.
You know what's funny? I know I'm in the big
minority.
I don't
like it either, Andy.
No, I've never seen it.
I'm just not. It wasn't for me. I'm like, oh.
Is it too happy for you, Boss Amanda?
I think it's kind of a little too dumb for me.
Really?
Yeah.
See, we're all dumb, so we like it.
Like, it's not like one of those, like, I could sit down and watch it. Like, if other people were like, hey, let's watch it, I'd be like, okay, yeah, that's fine. But I wouldn't choose to watch it.
Wow. See, to me, it's like the one show that everybody agrees on, no matter who you are, except Amanda, no matter who you are, everybody loves Ted Lasso.
How much do you think it benefited?
The final season, by the way.
How much do you think it benefited specifically, though, from coming out during the pandemic when everyone just wanted to be happy?
Made a difference.
Like, everyone was looking for just anything to cling to that was happy.
But I'll tell you, it did become that thing. It was the positive Tiger King of the pandemic.
It was that and Schitt's Creek.
Yeah, Schitt's Creek was another one. Yeah, everybody watched Schitt's Creek at the end.
Yeah, they did.
Except probably Boss Amanda.
Schitt's Creek was good.
Happy show. It was very good. All right, so National Pi Day. What is pi? P-I. I don't understand what it is.
It's some type of repeating number that begins with 3. It's like a never-ending decimal point that comes after 3. I have no idea how you land on it.
What do you do with it?
I don't know.
Like, what is the good of pi?
I have no idea. Let me see if I can find this quickly.
Mathematical ratio of a circle's circumference. I just don't know. Does anybody? Hey, Bergman. See yes. if there's like somebody smart out there that can there explain isn't. What pi is. 877-710-ESPN if you know what pi is. Pi.
Just it's for a circle. You use it to.
I want to know what I want some. Okay. Your explanation sucks.
It's the
circumference of a circle. You use it to find it out.
It's the ratio of the circumference to the diameter of a circle. I'm guessing, this is a pure guess, because it's circular, it never ends. That's why, like, there's no end point.
So it's 3.14 and then it keeps going?
Yes. Yes.
So why did it get its own day?
Because we give everything a day. We give everything a day.
Yeah, I listen to the after. Everything has a day. Everything has a day. All right, let's do some Lakers. Oh, no, actually, coming up next is our first round opponent.
Daniel Wynn.
Daniel Wynn in the Pickleball Madness event on Saturday. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Live Imaging Tuesday on Mason and Ireland.
The
Andy
great Gino Minnelli.
This is Gino Minnelli. This
knew
is.
I knew I'd get it.
Stop. Why are you trying to defend the Oscars to me?
I love the Oscars.
Oh, do you hear him in here trying to break out ratings data?
No, it did do better.
It did do better.
You got
up again. Congrats to Jimmy Kimmel.
By the way, this week, in addition to everything else we're doing, the Islands Papa Shot giveaway, we gave away $50 gift cards yesterday. I saw you shooting baskets practicing earlier.
Wasn't too bad.
No, well, your teammate, the listener that won yesterday, does he have a chance at that $500 gift card? You think so?
I outshot John Ireland.
Was he awake?
He did not off.
Keep listening.
At about the 15-second mark.
And watching at ESPN Los Angeles all week long as the competition goes on. Thanks to our friends at Islands. You know, it's a great place to watch college basketball.
It's the best, man.
Drink specials and contests during
those
game time.
Those cheese fries dredged in that
I was
that
never a
dressing.
Cheese fries person. Our boss, the great Amanda Brown, got me into the cheese fries. You
so
dip
good.
Those in the ranch.
Oh,
bam!
Ranch. Bam is
you
right.
got a snack. Bam and the onion rings.
Oh, onion ring is great.
Oh, yeah. It's quality.
The Big Wave. Burger.
I like the wedge. That's the BLT.
They do great. By the way, they do great fish tacos.
Yes.
Yeah.
The North Shore is the chicken tacos, which is amazing.
Yes.
So go to Islands.
Islands, the best.
There you go.
How they get the beer so cold? A mystery.
Well, you got to wear a glove when you put your hand on it.
Yeah.
It is the coldest beer anywhere. Anywhere.
Okay. So. So do we have Daniel Wynn on the line?
He's there.
Okay. So Saturday is the Pickleball Madness tournament. My brother, Brian Mashonsky, is flying in from Toledo, Ohio on Spirit Airlines, and he will be playing as my partner. I hope we last a little bit, but here's a guy that is going to try to stop that from happening. Daniel Wynn, who is our first round opponent from Only Slams. That's their team name. Daniel, welcome. How you doing, man?
Doing great.
So how much pickleball do you play, man?
On average, once a week, maybe, but we haven't been playing that long. We've been only playing for a couple of months because my friend's mom got us involved in playing, and she's well into her 50s, and she's been playing for a few years now, so we're just kind of finding ways to burn some calories, really.
Do you consider yourself to be good?
I am going to say that I am better than a beginner.
Okay.
Better than Mason.
Yeah,
but probably under Brother Brian.
Yes, I think that's probably right. I think you nailed it. Now, who is your partner?
His name is Tim Wynn as well. No relation, but a great friend of mine that's flying up with us. I at least got to fly him on Southwest.
Oh, you flew on Southwest. That's very nice, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, with Southwest, you never know these days.
That is true. So Tim is about the same level of player as you are?
Yes, that's correct. So we're probably in the middle between you and your brother if you want to average it out, I guess.
Yeah, I think we have a real shot here. I think we've got a real shot, Daniel. You're flying in for this?
Yeah, we're flying in. I'm a big, big fan of the station. Went to the Mandy's. I go to the golf tournament. My first listen of the day really is just Locked On Lakers, so I'm a fan of the Kamenetsky.
There you
as
go.
Well.
Oh, thank you.
So, you know, but yeah, I had major FOMO missing out on the softball event, even though listeners didn't get to play. So I'm sitting.
You know whose team won, right? You know whose team won?
Yeah, it was only the best one, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you
exactly.
fly into LA for anything other than station events?
I do. Surprisingly, I'm able to mix it up and go to concerts and games and such stuff like that. But
cool.
But there are a lot of station events, so I'm there quite often. Went to Carla's wedding recently. So,
oh, nice.
We pressed the flush with Daniel.
Something.
So, Daniel, it's Morales. This interview is a little sterile. It's like the Culture Pop podcast.
Right.
So I want you to talk some smack.
Needs a better producer.
I want some trash. Talk some trash.
We need the promo material. I need you to talk some smack to Steve Mason.
Well, I look at Steve Mason. They're a number one seed. Don't know how we got to 16 exactly, but, you know, David can beat Goliath, and that's what we're trying to do. I think that it would be, since we're the first, probably the first match of the day, that, you know, we have the time zone advantage, so we'll be more awake than Mason is. And I'm just looking to add to the legacy of all the mace plants out there.
Yes.
I know you know, get some more footage and, you know, just.
Do you have a strategy to make mace fall? It doesn't take much of a strategy, by the way.
Try to trip me up.
I mean, I wouldn't say that we're going to attack mace necessarily.
That's not hard.
But we're just going to keep the ball away from Brian.
Yeah, so keep the ball. That's a very good strategy.
You know? So, and just, you know, try to get mace in the kitchen and just you know, get him twisting around and get a win out of it.
Okay.
Well, do you know what the reference to the kitchen is?
Yeah, of course. Pickleball, the kitchen.
I'm just for listeners that don't know.
Oh yeah, you know. Pickleball. There's a kitchen. You're not allowed to go into it. And you kind of dink into the kitchen, back and forth till somebody makes a mistake.
All right.
That's a little pickleball terminology for you.
There we go.
Hey, Daniel, you better get some games in before Saturday because you're going down, my friend.
We will. We're going to play out in a few hours, so we'll see how it goes.
All right. I will see you on Saturday, the only Slams team. Now, after this conversation, I feel like we're going to advance.
We just want you to play Jorge and Bergman. That way they can do the embarrassment for you.
All right.
Better
there you
content
go.
For the station.
You're going down, Daniel.
All right. Hey, yes, Daniel, sir. Thanks a lot for coming on, man. We appreciate it. See you Saturday.
See you Saturday.
All right, cool. There's Daniel Wynn. He and his brother Tim playing against me and my brother Brian. Are they not related?
No, they're not related. Just same last name.
Just same last name.
I mean, he specifically said they're not related.
Oh, I missed that.
So, you know.
dozed off.
That's how I knew.
I mean, he specifically said, oh, we're no relation.
I felt like Ireland during that.
So, you know, Beto Duran, the great Beto Duran.
Yes.
Came up with odds for this thing.
Oh, nice.
And he's got you and your brother Brian at a 15-1 odds.
That's okay. Pretty good.
The Fighting TTs says Mason would be higher because of the talented Brian, but after seeing Mason take a spill during training, risk of injury is a big factor. Now, you know, this is odds to advance, not win the whole thing.
So,
you know,
in other words, just to get out of the first
just
round.
Just to advance.
Okay.
Who's going to go the furthest?
Okay.
You know who he's got at the top? He's got 2-1 odds on the Soul Brothers of Doom. Kirk Morrison and DeMarco Farr. He says athletes, winners, competitive. DeMarco plays in a league, knows the rules, but... Travis Rogers is reporting that DeMarco was hurt.
Yes, he's day-to-day.
But he's an athlete. He knows how to get shot up and tape
but
things up.
But what if this is part of DeMarco's strategy and he wants everyone to think he has a back injury?
Yeah, that's a very good call.
I feel like a former professional athlete pretending to sandbag against us. That's trying too hard.
That is.
Like, he really doesn't need to play psychological warfare.
Now,
with
you
us.
And your brother, Brian. Well, you are brothers, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay, brothers, you and your brother, Brian, are a 4 seed in this tournament?
We are a 4 seed.
And you have played how many times?
Once.
And Brian has played how many times?
0.
Yeah.
So, Beto has you guys. He doesn't call you by your team name. He calls you the Blame Pie Creators.
That's what actually we're supposed to be.
The Blame Pie.
We're actually supposed to be that. We got the name in late.
Are you throwing somebody under the bus?
No. Oh. It's our fault. We got it in late.
Yeah.
He's got you guys at 12-1 odds. The K-Bros don't sleep on the Midwest-born combo. Scouting report from the Ozarks say Andy has a mean streak while Brian's analytical approach serves them well.
Ooh. Yeah. And by the way, combined, they have played one time.
We've played one time.
And then after the Soul Brothers, he's got top on here is odds is 4-1 spicy and kosher, which of course is Shidano and Cappy. He says,
right.
If these two can avoid a Shidano sigh, look for a deep run. If there is live YouTube stream, then Cappy will show off, which I believe there will be parts of it.
But, you know, Cappy's very sneaky. You know, he talks
himself know
down
sneaky.
A lot. You know, he outshot everybody on the Papa Shot. He scored the highest
score. Have you seen Shidano's backhand?
No, I have not.
You haven't seen his backhand?
No.
His backhand is frighteningly good. Backhand?
Is it really?
On the videos that we post.
His backhand, isn't that what Cappy gets every day?
I was going to say, they're either going to advance the furthest or kill each other in the first round. Like, there's no in-between.
There's not going to be any synergy.
They're either going to be the best team or one of them is going to be in the hospital because the other one put him there.
This is rare that I knock the afternoon show, but don't you listen to the show? It's either amazing or not very
good.
Yeah,
sure. How many? Where do you think I came up with this?
How many days a week do you think it's amazing?
Right now?
Yeah.
2.5.
2.5. How many days do you think Mason in Ireland is amazing?
If you're together?
Yes.
And you're focused?
Yes.
And nobody's falling asleep?
Correct.
4 out of 4.
4 out of 4.
But the fact
there's
that
never 4 days where
exactly.
that happens.
Hey, we're doing the show together Thursday and Friday.
Big day. And Thursday, you can come out and see John Ireland actually live at a remote pressing the flesh.
You can see him fall asleep in person.
In person. See him not.
Can you imagine
offline.
If he does that?
Oh,
imagine it.
We should put some sort of sleeping pill in his drink just for that to happen.
Just to get it. Drop him a Mickey.
Not sure it's necessary.
Can you still call him Mickey?
I don't know.
Well, we did.
Can you?
We just did.
Yeah, we just did. All right, Bergman, you want to do some What's Up, Fool?
Yeah, we can do it in a second. But what about what else does Beto have? He has a good afternoon. He's got
he almost went really
classy.
Short, like last week. When
Ireland went to break 7 minutes early.
6 minutes. I was like, you still have 6 minutes.
He said, I was here
what
for
do
that.
I care? 6-1 odds is Vic Van Exel. That's the Travis at Sliwa team. He says, real pickleball dads of OC report Travis's backyard court. Big game experience cultivated in, what was it, East La Vista?
Isla Vista.
Isla Vista,
yeah.
It's in Santa Barbara thing, I don't know.
Yeah.
Sliwa taking it serious, playing with strangers, which he is. He's going out there playing.
Is he really?
Pickleball. Yeah. That's what he did yesterday. Definitely a Sasha hitting clutch free throws moment in him. That's what Beto says about that team. At 10-1 odds, he's got good afternoon, Jorge and Bergman.
Good afternoon.
Called producers for a reason. Despite limited experience. It's not good if it steps on what I'm saying.
No, it's actually still funny because it steps on what
you're
saying.
Under it.
Despite limited experience, these two are the youngest team and will have the stamina for a deep run.
That's a big deal. That's a really big deal.
Yeah.
We covered the blame by creators at 12-1, 15-1 the Fighting TTs, 18-1 you people. That's Clinton Yates and Lindsay, producer Lindsay. The big CY can motor, and Lindsay is a former varsity athlete.
By the way,
but lots of question marks.
I played with Clinton. He's actually pretty good. He played a
lot
of tennis in his life. No, he
says he's not good.
He played a lot of tennis in his life. He's got a backhand.
Beto questions, will CY stretch too much?
Yeah,
will he go tank top exposing arms too early morning conditions? The tank top game out of olive oil arms over there.
Olive oil arms.
They got to change his team name to that.
All
last
spaghetti
minute.
Arms.
Redo whatever is necessary, but it's got to be olive
look at
oil arms.
Go, hey man, did you just get a pump in over there at Muscle Beach, or what are you doing? At 25-1 odds, my team, sexy classy, Morales and Burke. If this was golf, definitely a favorite. But have we ever seen Morales run? Good question.
That is, I've never
no
seen
chance
it.
Burke messes up beautiful hair. Here's the thing. I won't be playing. I re-injured the finger practicing with Burke.
That.
So the great Nick Riley, our digital sales manager in the back, is going
to
step
Now, if you
in.
Wanted to play, I volunteered to MC for a while.
But I can't hurt the hand more because now we are in a danger. It's going the other direction now.
Ooh, right. You're like AD precautionary.
Yeah, no, I didn't scratch my nose.
Yeah. Second item back-to-back.
It's going the other direction. So now
no,
this
it is a weird-looking finger.
This could affect my golf game, and we can't have that. That's the only joy I have in my life.
Yeah, otherwise, I would get no Instagram pictures from you.
And finally, 75-1 odds. Okay. Beto's team, La Raza, Beto and Laura, he says, come on, only thing this team can win is the tailgate. Mimosa start at 9.
There
which
you go.
I do believe.
I'm telling you, he is sandbagging himself, sandbagging the odds. He's got a bag man putting down money on himself.
Beer in one hand, paddle in the other.
I'm telling you, Beto is way better than this.
Now, he did not give odds for Rams Tough, that team, which is Kurt Sandoval from ABC7 and JB Long. Now, Kurt is apparently bringing out cameras from ABC7.
Is that right?
How quickly will you get in front of them?
I'm not a big camera hound.
What if they ask you to talk about the Oscars?
I can mention the Culture Pop podcast?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, then I'm in.
Immediately.
Yeah.
You better get that YouTube component going.
Oh, YouTube component always works, yeah.
He is. I tried to tell you that 3 years ago. You didn't listen to me.
Yeah, did not.
No.
Did not.
It's true.
All right, so we got the odds. Saturday is going to be, and again, I just want to let everybody know, whether you like pickleball or not, it's going to be a really fun day. Big screen TVs all over the place, food, beer garden, kids zone, all that kind of stuff. Meet everybody from 710. We're all going to be out there. And make sure you're there at the Agape Pickleball Center in Fountain Valley, Saturday, starting at 10 a.m. All right, coming up next for you is What's Up, Fool? Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Thank you very much, Chris. All right, so Mark Spears was on the Hoop Collective, and let me just preface this by saying that I love Mark Spears.
Great guy.
This is not a Mark Spears question, per se. He's an excellent reporter and very, very well connected. Anyway, he was on the Hoop Collective and said this about Ja Morant. There's things I'm hearing that I'd rather probably not say on this podcast. My guess now is that he doesn't play the rest of the season. So this isn't about Ja Morant either. Why do you go on a podcast and say, I'm hearing things and I don't want to talk about them on a podcast? Just don't go on the podcast or don't even say that you want to. What is the point?
Honestly, I actually think it gives listeners some degree of context of how serious something is.
Right.
Like that there's more to this story than what I'm able to share.
Yeah.
But you should know that there's a lot going on.
Yeah. It reminds, you know what? Here's the thing. I have a story about Mark Spears, but I can't say anything about it.
Right. I just understand like what you say, like, there's things I'm hearing, but I'd rather not say it on this podcast. Then don't say it on the podcast.
We do that all the time, right?
Don't even preface it.
You say, can I tell that story? And then everybody immediately says,
jumps on you.
You have to
tell the story.
Yeah, so Mark Spears, spill.
Honestly, I have done that before.
Have you?
Yeah, I mean.
With your sources?
Yeah, with sources. Or, you know, there's certain things that you hear that you can't repeat. Certain things that you can share. But I think when you say there are, the understood part of Mark Spears saying there are things that I'm hearing that I can't get into is to let you know the people around Ja Morant think that this thing going on is serious.
Right.
I think that's really ultimately what he's saying.
Yeah. I mean, there's not everybody said, I mean, you know, people that work in the league, whether it's Momo or Shadano or whoever, they know stuff that is in background that they're not allowed to say.
Right. Or we should just know that though. We know that they know stuff in the background.
You can't assume, though, that people know. You can't just assume that people know more than what you're saying.
But does that make you want to listen more when you say that you can't say
it? Well, did he say other stuff?
He did not say anything else.
That's it. He talked about Ja Morant, and that was it.
That was it.
There were no other subjects.
Well, no, they were talking about other stuff, sure.
So
being on the podcast is fine. It's more so of like why I just don't get the whole, I don't want to talk about it on this podcast.
Well, maybe it's stuff he knows that's private.
I mean, was he asked about Ja?
Yeah, and he said there's the top line was there's things I'm hearing that I'd rather probably not say on a podcast.
So boy, if you can't say it in a podcast, where can you say it?
Right, you can't say it at all, so yeah. Just move on. So you can just say, I don't think Ja Morant is going to be back.
Right.
You can say that. That's I don't know. Maybe I'm just being a little.
Yeah, I think you're being really hard on Mark Spears.
It's not about Mark Spears.
Yeah, I feel like you owe Mark Spears an apology.
Now. We're not doing this.
What's up, fool?
I'm sorry, Mark Spears.
Yeah, you
ought to. So there's a man.
Like you plucked Mark Spears out of nowhere.
Right.
Well, because this is Hoops Collective podcast. Took one line and turned it into.
The guy just won the Gowdy Award. I think he knows what he's doing.
He's a very good reporter. He's very well connected. I'm not saying anything negative about him specifically.
Kind of.
Not really. You leave me alone.
What's up, fool?
All right. So again, I said, I'm sorry, Mark Spears. There's a man suing prominent chicken wing joints with the claim that boneless wings are not wings, but just children's chicken nuggets. What's the point of suing?
Well, there's this truth in advertising thing that goes on, like where they'll say something they claim isn't there. I'm trying to think of an example. There's no real juice or there's no real, you know, whatever. All that kind of stuff. I don't understand.
Was it Smart Water or Steve Nash used Vitamin Water, the Vita Water or whatever called. I remember they went through that.
Because there weren't vitamins?
There were no vitamins in it.
It was just water and they called it Vita Water?
I think it had food coloring and things like that.
I don't understand the suing part of it, but I will say the sentiment is right. Chicken wings, boneless chicken wings are not chicken wings. They are basically, it's a little bit like what Jorge likes with the McRib. They just take chicken and they scrunch it up and congeal it and put it into the shape of a wing, which is kind of disgusting when you think about it.
Boneless chicken wings, you're really just telling the flavor. Like you're associating the flavor of chicken wings. Like the boneless chicken wings, they taste like buffalo sauce.
Correct.
Or they taste like teriyaki sauce.
Yes.
Or whatever flavor you associate with a regular chicken wing, That's what really makes it a boneless wing.
Yes.
It's the flavor.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you are correct. It's a chicken nugget.
Congealed chicken into a shape of a wing.
I mean, if you pull it off of the wing, off of the bone wing, and just take the meat.
What makes you think they're taking it off a boned wing?
I'm assuming that's where it's coming from, as it is.
No, but also,
could
it be
wing.
Like when you go to the grocery store and you buy chicken tenders, for example,
yes.
right? They're chicken that's been cut into tenders. Why can't this just be a chicken breast that's cut into smaller pieces that's then breaded on the outside?
Yeah, I agree with you. They are essentially tenders congealed and shaped
okay, so,
into the shape of a wing.
Hold on. I used to work at a USDA plant
okay.
when I was younger.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, so because I didn't want to go to school, so my uncle taught me the hard way, right?
Okay.
So they have a bone crusher kind of thing. And they crush the bones into like this paste.
Is this going to gross all of us out?
They crush the bones and put
into
them in
like a paste because it's like, you know, there's excess chicken and then there's bone. And they crush the bone very finely until they make patties out of it.
Okay, so you're
there actually is wings in the boneless chicken wing.
You're eating
you
bones
never,
is what you're saying.
You never know what you're eating at this
crushed
point.
Bones, right?
Yeah, so
very appetite. No, I mean,
so are you
me-
saying to eat the wing? The bone-in wing.
Regular wings, yeah.
Yeah, give me a drumstick, give me a flat, I'm good. I like a plate full of drumsticks, by the way. The flats are a pain in the ass.
They're more work.
They're way more work.
By the way, one day we need to just sit down with Jorge and have a discussion about how many different places he's worked.
He's worked everywhere.
On, that's what I'm saying. You're
a Mexican food, car wash, car wash, the swap meet, you know, everywhere.
But a USDA plant, like that's not what I had on my bingo card.
Oh, no.
Man, yeah.
USDA.
Am I correct? That's an intense place to work.
It's like working in a fridge every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what did you actually do inside there?
So basically, I would unload the trucks, and then they would bring, you know, pallets full of, like, chicken boxes. It was at the leg and thigh, so they had to debone the chicken. So
okay.
Bone goes in one, the meat goes in the other, and the skin goes in the other.
You specifically worked in legs and thighs?
Legs and thighs, exactly what
like,
it is.
Like you were the local
leg and thigh guy.
Like you were the local 401, you worked in legs and thighs?
Legs and thighs only.
You get the leg and thigh combo over to...
two-piece combo, $9.99.
Right, right.
Two sides.
El Pollo Loco.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
what's up, food?
I recognize that drumstick.
Man. Okay, this is interesting. Quentin Tarantino is preparing to direct his final film titled The Movie Critic. What is your favorite? His final film.
Yeah.
So what is your favorite Quentin movie?
Oh, that's really, really tough.
Brown is one of my favorites.
Jackie Brown is fantastic.
Jackie Brown is a great
super
one.
Underrated. Love Pam Grier. She's great.
Jackie Brown is my favorite. I'm not necessarily saying it's his best, although I think it's one of his best, but it's my favorite. Jackie Brown is so great.
I think I like Inglourious Bastards.
You know what's funny? I need to rewatch that because everyone I know loves it. That might be my least favorite.
Really?
Of his. Yeah.
Because that opening scene with Christoph Waltz and the families under the floorboards.
Every scene that doesn't have Christoph Waltz, I don't get into. Every scene he's in is great. When he's not in the movie, I don't get into it.
Yeah, no, for me, this movie totally works. And plus, they kill Hitler at the end.
Yeah, no.
I mean, seriously. Spoiler alert, they kill Hitler at the end.
Reservoir Dogs is my favorite.
That's great.
It's really good.
That was
great,
number one.
Great movie.
First movie. By the way, I don't believe it's going to be his last movie. He says it's going to be his last movie. I don't believe it is going to be his last movie.
I think it is.
He's been talking that up a long time.
He has been. He has been. Steven Soderbergh made his last movie 10 movies ago.
That's true.
Yeah.
What's up, Foo?
Oh, never mind.
No, you can keep saying. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, we want to hear what you had to say.
No, you don't be Mark Spears. Tell us what you were going to say.
It's not meant for this segment.
Okay.
Jeez, I'm going to get killed for that.
When Mark Spears woke up this morning, he had no idea he'd be taking these strays.
So to get on to Team USA basketball, we're moving away from that subject. I'm already getting texted from Sedano. Why do you hate Mark Spears? So to get
the nicest guy who's so good at what he does.
He's great.
All right, this is fun. All right, to get on to Team USA basketball, Jerry Colangelo always made it that you had to be committed for a few years to be able to play. Grant Hill has now taken over for Colangelo and is changing that rule. You no longer have to be committed for years. There's no tryout, nothing. But if you want to play, you play. And he mentions that load management is a part of that since the NBA has pretty much adopted load management. What do you think of the change in how Team USA is now rostered?
Well, they're not. Here's the thing. I mean, I was in Sydney when Team USA flopped. And one of the reasons was it wasn't a cohesive unit. It wasn't a group that played together all the time the way that team did. So I don't think this is necessarily a very good idea. Individuals don't win gold medals. Teams win gold medals. It's a really different kind of game. So I disagree with the concept of letting guys come and go, join the team, not join the team. I don't think that's a smart strategy.
I think whether like Grant Hill's coming out or saying this or not, this reflects they're having a difficult time getting guys to commit. Like, it's either do it this way or you're not getting anyone. I think
maybe that's right.
I think that's what it is. It's just they're having a really, really hard time getting guys to offer their services for X amount of years. So they'll do it like a la carte.
Jorge's changing the subject on us. What are you trying to show Mason?
Jorge says
they're listening to us, man. We're talking about chicken, leg and thigh, deboning.
He
and then here's
gets
a video of, you know, somebody deboning the chicken and all that. Come on.
That's weird. Someone send it to you on Twitter?
No,
or?
It just popped up in my timeline.
Oh, dude, they're listening.
They are listening.
Well, they are listening.
They are always listening.
The machines are listening.
Yes.
I mean, seriously, how often do you talk about something and all of a sudden it's either in your search engine
it
or
happens
constantly?
It happens, yeah. Yeah. All right, is that it, Bergman?
What's up, foo?
Yes.
This segment proudly brought to you by Mark Spears.
Oh, no, you did
Thanks,
not
buddy.
Go there. Come on.
Hey, coming up next for
you. Love you, Spears. I've never met you in real life.
Probably never going to now.
No, not anymore.
You're off the list. All right, coming up next for you, let's do
you
some
You just
Lakers.
Made the list!
Lakers tonight in New Orleans. They are 33-35. They're tied now for the 11 seed. But I do think there's reason for optimism. Let's get into that coming up next. Andy Kamenetsky in for John 710 ESPN.